All right, let's gear up for a deep dive because the world of software development is, well, it's not just evolving, it's really accelerating. And artificial intelligence is fundamentally reshaping how we build applications, especially within the .NET ecosystem.
That's absolutely right. And for this deep dive, our mission is pretty clear. We're exploring the top AI tools specifically for you .NET developers in 2025.
Yeah.
Think of this as your shortcut, really, to understanding why AI is so crucial right now, what tools are out there, and how they can seriously supercharge your productivity, your skill set, too.
Exactly. We've dug through the sources, pulled out the key nuggets, maybe some surprising facts for you.
Definitely some surprising
So
facts.
to kick things off, why is AI transforming .NET development right now?
Well, our sources make it really clear. AI is fast becoming, maybe indispensable is the word, an aid for modern
So it's
developers.
basically, yeah.
It helps write code faster, reduce errors, automate those repetitive tasks that just eat up
The
time.
boring stuff.
The boring stuff, exactly. And what's fascinating is the productivity boost. It's not just about speed, though.
Oh, how so?
Well, one surprising insight is how AI acts like a knowledge discovery engine. It suggests API uses, maybe design patterns a developer wouldn't have thought of.
Ah, so it expands your horizons while you work.
Exactly, expanding the skill set on the fly. Studies show developers using these assistants, they complete tasks much, much faster.
That's incredible. And the adoption rate, that really stood out to me. What was the most eye-opening stat you found on that?
Yeah, the numbers are compelling. Around 76% of developers reported already using or planning to use AI tools.
76%.
Yeah. So it's not niche anymore. These tools are quickly becoming the norm.
Wow.
And connecting that to the bigger picture, it just means coding is more efficient. You avoid common mistakes. You avoid that boilerplate work.
Right, the stuff you write over and over.
Precisely. It optimizes the whole development lifecycle, really.
Okay, so that sets the stage for why AI is shaking things up. The next question is obvious. What tools are doing this? Let's dive into specifics. Maybe start with the AI-powered chat assistants, the ones you can talk to.
Good place to start. Think of them like an on-demand programming expert.
Yeah.
And leading the pack here is ChatGPT from OpenAI,
The famous
the
one.
famous one. It's incredibly versatile, gives detailed answers, generates code. For a .NET dev, it's like having an on-demand pair programmer.
So you can ask it C# questions, like syntax or libraries.
Absolutely. C# syntax, how to use ASP.NET libraries, ask it to write a sample function. It's known for giving useful examples, explaining things in simple terms.
But, and this seems crucial, you still need to be the editor, right? The final check. What's the risk if you just copy-paste?
Oh, absolutely critical. The biggest pitfall is blindly trusting the output. AI can hallucinate, make things up, or give you inefficient code.
Or miss edge cases.
Exactly. Miss subtle edge cases specific to your project.
Right.
So always, always review generated code, accuracy, efficiency, security before you integrate it.
Got it. Okay, who's next in the chat assistant world?
Next up is Claude AI. It also understands and generates natural language about code. Its unique strength, though, a very large context window.
Large context window. What does that mean practically for a .NET developer? Why is that better than, say, ChatGPT in some cases?
Great question. It means it can analyze a lot more information in one go. Imagine pasting a huge C# file or maybe a massive error log into Claude and asking for analysis. It can handle that in one prompt.
Okay, that's a game changer for legacy code, right? Or complex logs.
Definitely. Super useful for understanding big old code bases or summarizing long logs. Getting insights that would take hours manually, it tends to follow instructions closely, too.
But still need to verify.
Still need to verify. That's
Yeah.
the mantra with all these tools.
Okay, and there's another one.
Yeah, DeepSeek. This one's newer, it's open source, and importantly, free to use.
Open source and free. That's interesting.
Very. And it's specifically trained on programming data, so it's specialized for coding tasks.
Does that specialization make a difference in performance compared to the big names?
It seems to. It answers questions, generates code in C#, VB.NET, other .NET languages, and makes relevant suggestions because it's seen so many patterns.
Can you run it locally?
You can use the web chat or run models locally, which is great for privacy. Performance is noted as surprisingly good for common coding queries, gives the others a run for their money.
But double-check the code.
Always double-check the code. Make sure it fits your needs.
Okay, so that's chat. But AI isn't just about talking, it's getting into our coding environments, our IDEs.
Right, the AI-enhanced IDEs. These integrate AI features directly while you're coding, suggestions, bug catching, and navigation help.
Let's start with Cursor. I've heard about this one. It's based on VS Code.
It is an AI-powered editor based on VS Code. Acts like an AI pair programmer. It predicts and auto-completes lines, even whole blocks of C# or other .NET code.
And it understands your project's context.
Yeah, that's the cool part. It uses knowledge of your defined classes, methods, making suggestions really relevant.
Nice. Then there's JetBrains AI. That plugs into Writer and ReSharper.
Exactly. Integrates right into JetBrains IDEs like Writer, the cross-platform .NET ID, and ReSharper.
And how does it go beyond just standard auto-completion?
Well, it offers smarter code completion because it understands your project context, not just syntax. It can generate snippets.
Like method bodies.
Method implementations, yeah, or documentation comments. It can even whip up simple unit tests. Saves a lot of typing.
Cuts down the boilerplate.
Definitely. And Microsoft's own Visual Studio has IntelliCode built right in.
How does that differ from the regular IntelliSense we've had for years?
It uses AI to enhance it. It predicts the most likely completions. You'll see a star next to suggestions it thinks you'll probably use.
Based on what?
Based on patterns learned from tons of open source code. So if you type object.add, it might suggest add item right at the top, if that's the common pattern, not just list everything alphabetically.
Makes sense. Save scrolling.
Exactly. Then there's a really popular setup. VS Code combined with GitHub Copilot.
Yes. Copilot. Huge buzz around that one.
For good reason. A VS Code is that lightweight editor lots of .NET devs use. Copilot from GitHub and OpenAI slots in seamlessly with an extension.
And it's pretty amazing how it uses context, right? Even comments.
It's remarkable. You write a comment like calculate factorial.
And boom, it writes the function.
Often, yeah. It just generates the whole function right below it. It uses powerful models trained on massive code bases.
Incredible.
It really is.
Okay, one more in this category. Tab 9. It was around before Copilot, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. An AI-connected completion tool runs as an extension in VS or VS Code. Its unique strength, though, is that local mode.
Right. You mentioned running locally with DeepSeek, too. Why is local execution such a big deal for Tab 9?
Privacy. Tab 9 can run using cloud AI or completely on your local machine.
So your code never leaves your computer.
Exactly. For enterprises or anyone working with sensitive IP, that local mode offers real peace of mind.
But there's a trade-off.
Usually, yes. The local mode predictions might be slightly less powerful than the cloud version just due to model size limits on a local machine. But for many, the privacy is worth it.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've seen AI assisting inside the IDE. What about tools that go further, generating whole chunks of code or optimizing what's there?
Right, AI code generation and optimization tools. And here, GitHub Copilot pops up again.
But in a different role.
More focused on its generation capability, it can write significant code blocks based on natural language prompts or comments.
Like validate email format, generating the whole method.
Precisely. It can dramatically speed up those routine coding tasks.
So it gives you a big head start, but the developer's role changes. More like an editor or architect, is that the productivity gain?
That's exactly it. It's most effective when you guide it, then critically review and test the output. It handles the tedious bits, freeing you for higher level thinking.
Okay. What else is in this generation space?
Amazon Code Whisperer, similar to Copilot, offers real-time suggestions.
Is it just for AWS stuff?
It's especially tuned for AWS use cases, yes, but it supports C# and other languages generally.
Any key benefits?
Big one. It's free for individual use, and it includes a built-in security scanner.
Oh, that's useful. Warns you about potential issues.
Yeah, right in the code as you write it. A really helpful addition.
Now, something a bit different you mentioned earlier, ML.NET. Not a coding assistant, right? It's a framework.
Correct. It's an open source machine learning framework for .NET. Essential if you, as a .NET developer, want to add predictive or AI features into your applications.
So it lets C# or F# devs do machine learning without switching to, say, Python.
Exactly. Train custom models, sentiment analysis, price prediction, anomaly detection right within .NET.
Democratizing AI for .NET devs.
That's a great way to put it. And it has features like AutoML and a model builder in Visual Studio.
What do they do?
They can automatically generate the C# code needed to build and train an ML model based on your data. So it's a form of code generation, but focused specifically on integrating AI tasks.
Very cool. Makes AI much more accessible within existing apps.
Definitely.
All right, last major area, AI for debugging and testing. Helping us find and fix problems.
Crucial areas. First, Azure AI Studio. This is a Microsoft platform.
What's its main job?
helping developers build and debug AI models and prompts, especially if you're using Azure OpenAI services in your .NET app.
So you can test how the AI behaves.
Exactly. Test responses to different inputs, fine-tune your prompts. It has simulators, detailed logging token usage, errors, response times.
Helps you figure out why the AI did what it did.
Precisely. Replicate scenarios, tweak your approach, make sure the AI is reliable before you deploy it.
And what about ReSharper AI? You mentioned ReSharper earlier.
Right. The latest versions of that well-known Visual Studio extension now have AI features baked in.
And how does that help specifically with debugging?
Well, if you hit an exception, ReSharper might offer an explain with AI option right there in the debugger.
Instant insights into the error.
That's the idea. Plus, it suggests code improvements using AI refactoring ideas. Better naming based on context. Goes beyond simple checks.
That sounds incredibly useful during those tricky debugging sessions.
It can be, yeah.
Okay, wow, that's a lot of tools. So for you, the listener, the big question is, how do you choose the right one?
Yeah, navigating this landscape is key. Mm. Let's break down some differences. First, cost.
Always a factor.
Some are free, like IntelliCode, maybe the Basic Code Whisperer. Others need a subscription, Copilot, Tab 9 Pro.
Free can get you started, but paid might offer more.
Often, yeah. More advanced models, better integrations. Depends on your needs.
What about performance?
Tools using bigger AI models like Copilot or ChatGPT tend to give more advanced suggestions, but they might be slower or need the internet.
Whereas simpler tools,
like IntelliCode, they're super fast, work offline, but have a narrower focus.
And accuracy. Are they perfect?
Huh, no. None are perfect. They boost productivity for common tasks, often very accurate for routine stuff, but you always need to review the output. They're assistants, not oracles.
Good reminder. So practical tips for choosing.
Okay, first, consider your tech stack. Pick a tool that supports your specific needs. Copilot, JetBrains AI are a good general C# code whisperer if you're heavy on AWS.
And enterprise platforms.
Like Sitecore.
Yeah, if you're using specific platforms like Sitecore or SAP Commerce Cloud, check if the tool understands those architectures. That's important.
Second tip.
Identify the features you really need. IDE help, a chat god, testing. Pick a tool that excels there.
Third.
Cost and privacy, your budget, obviously, and how the tool handles your code. We talked about local options like Tab 9 if privacy is paramount.
Right.
Fourth, think about task complexity. Use AI for the routine, the repetitive. Rely on your own expertise for critical architecture, complex logic. Don't outsource your brain. Good advice.
And ultimately, my recommendation is always try a couple. Get your hands dirty, see which one fits your workflow best and actually makes you more productive. There's no single silver bullet.
That makes sense. Try before you commit. So, looking ahead, what's the future hold for AI in .NET?
Oh, it's only set to grow. It's really exciting. We can expect even smarter IDE features, more automation.
Like in testing and deployment.
Exactly. And specialized AI models tuned just for .NET frameworks, specific industry needs.
So developers aren't being replaced.
No, I really don't think so. The role evolves. We'll work alongside AI, focus shifts to creative design, critical decisions, while the tools handle more routine coding.
Meaning .NET developers build faster, more efficiently.
Than ever before. It's genuinely an exciting time to be a .NET developer.
So wrapping this up, what's the core message for you, the developer listening?
I think it's that these AI tools are incredibly powerful assistants. But they are assistants, not replacements.
Your expertise is still paramount.
Absolutely. You must apply your skills to review, understand, test everything they generate.
And maybe think about it this way. This partnership isn't just about speed, right? Yeah. It's about unlocking new possibilities.
Exactly. If AI frees you from the tedious stuff,
what new, more complex, more creative challenges can you tackle now? That's the exciting part. Something to think about.